This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
What I'd like to do is walk through these verses, first of all, and then I'm going to leave you with three principles today, right out of this conversation that Jesus has, not only with a young man, but a wealthy man, not only a young wealthy man, but who was a ruler. He was in a position of authority in the culture of the day. And Jesus' lessons to him speak to me. And hopefully they're going to speak to somebody here today. First of all, and let's bring up verse 18 if we can. A certain ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" I have a notion that even the atheist and the agnostic believes, is there life beyond this grave, this earth? That somewhere down deep in the spirit and the soul of the person who says, there is no God, there is no heaven, there is no hell, there's a part of that person, that man, that woman that says, there's got to be more. There's a part of the soul that cries out, even in the atheist or agnostic, that there's something beyond the grave. And it's a question that goes back to the oldest book of the Bible. You may think the oldest book of the Bible is the book of Genesis. It's not. According to Bible scholars, probably the first book of the Bible that was written by Job. And Job asked this question, if a man dies, will he live again? If a man dies, will he live again? That's your question. That's my question. And as a believer in Christ, I believe that that question is answered with a person, Jesus Christ, who said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he what? Say it out loud. Live. Yet shall he live. The answer to Job's question is answered in a personal God, Jesus Christ. Let's bring up verse 19. Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. There's a lot of discussion in the commentaries about what that verse means. Evidently, the term good teacher was not a term that people used in describing rabbis. They didn't say good rabbi or good teacher. And so Jesus was answering his question with a question, why do you call me good? There is no one good except God alone. And some people think that this could be a reference to his deity. He was as if Jesus was saying, do you realize what's implied in your question? Let me give you an example. The last person I talked to in Atlanta, Georgia, virtually the last person I talked to before we moved from here, Atlanta to here, a woman called me on the phone and said, I'm sad to see you leave Atlanta. I listen to your radio program every Sunday morning. When we leave at 8:30 to go to our lake house in North Georgia Mountains, we listen to your program. And I said, well, that's great. And then she told me, she said, and I need to tell you that I'm not a Christian. I'm of the Jewish faith. You may remember me telling you this before. I was scratching my head and I said, wait a minute, you're of Jewish faith and you listen to me every Sunday morning? You know, I've been known to mention Jesus once in a while. I've been known to talk about Jesus being the Messiah, about him being the resurrection of the life. And I was having a little fun with her, but she was okay with that. And she laughed and she said, oh, don't worry about that. She said, Randy, every time you talk about Jesus, I just transfer everything you say about Jesus over to God. And the hair on the back of my neck stood up because she had no idea the profundity of what she was saying. I just translate and transfer everything you say about Jesus over to God. She was doing the exact right thing because of this reason. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.